one of the most common accusations directed against Poland by Western media is strictly connected with the defending of the life of unborn children in Poland. Most of the European and American politicians believe that there is a complete ban on abortion in Poland and that the rights of women are regularly undermined or even cancelled. Earlier this month, a Warsaw court found activist Justyna Bedrzyńska guilty of assisting with an abortion during the COVID-19 pandemic and sentenced her to 30 hours of community service every month for 10 months. Amnesty International say Bedrzyńska's trial is the first case in Europe where a pro-abortion activist has been charged for providing abortion pills. But is she a real victim? As we can read all over the world? Not at all. It is the activist who is the perpetrator. She acted against the right to life of the weakest persons in each society, the children who live, but whom the right to be born was refused. Poland is a member of the pro-abortion and pro-LGBT European Union. Despite that, our country has taken significant strides in recent years with respect to advancing the pro-life and pro-family cause. In the spring of 2021, Poland introduced its Family Care Capital Program, which gives extra tax-free money to families with more than one child in the hopes of boosting the country's birth rate. Later that same year, Polish President Andrzej Duda gave an unapologetically pro-family and pro-conservative interview with Fox News host Tucker Carlson, reaffirming Poland's definition of marriage as the union of a man and woman, while also stating the importance of the family unit. The Polish Constitution stipulates that marriage, it says, a union of a man and woman and family are protected by the government in a special way. To me, the value of family is priceless. I do support families, Duda told Carlson. Real data from Poland's Ministry of Health shows that the number of legal abortions declined 90% from 2020 to 2021 after the largely Catholic country made it illegal to kill unborn children based on a pre-birth medical diagnosis such as Down syndrome. According to the data, 1,076 abortions were carried out in Poland in 2020 compared with just 107 in 2021. The precipitous decline is being attributed to the October 2020 ruling by Poland's Constitutional Court, which decided that it was a violation of the constitutionally protected right to life to abort a child solely because the child was diagnosed with a birth defect in utero. Pro-lifers in Poland celebrated the data, saying the new law effectively saved the lives of nearly 1,000 children in just 1 year of its implementation. This means that the law is working and has allowed specific people to be saved, commented the head of the Pro-Life Pro-LGBT Group Foundation. That is true. I am pro-life. I defend life. I believe that life is sacred. I believe life should be guarded and families have to be supported as strong as they can because family is the foundation of every nation. These were the words of the Polish president in the interview with Carlson for Fox. Surely, that is the moot point. Due to this approach, Poland is so often and so strongly attacked by the feminists. for the last 30 years, that is the quotation, for the last 30 years, Polish women have been subject to increasingly restrictive abortion laws, culminating in the Constitutional Tribunal's ruling, which introduced a near total abortion ban in 2020, leaving them with fewer sexual reproductive health rights than in fundamentalist states like Iran. Since the implementation of this barbaric law, at least 6 women have died because they were deprived of life-saving abortions, and those are just the known victims. They have names and mourning families. Many other cases remain unreported, but Polish women and girls shouldn't be left to fend for themselves. Brussels must take immediate steps against the country's authorities and implement measures to protect women in Poland so they can finally enjoy the same rights as those in Belgium, France or Germany. This is only one short excerpt from the article written in the left liberal Politico. It is a complete caricature, full of lies. There is no proof that any woman died because of the new law. It has nothing to do with reality. But there are no reproductive health rights. It is just a revolutionary cant used by extremist feminists. To use this notion, one has to totally abolish the right to life of the child. I have mentioned the interview of Mr. Duda for Tucker Carlson. It was 2 years ago. Tucker Carlson is not working for Fox anymore. Why? Most probably because of criticizing abortion. Tucker Carlson may have been given the boot at Fox News over his emphasis on the importance of prayer and his suggestion that America is not presently afflicted by bad politics, but rather by the forces of evil. Carlson gave a keynote speech Friday at the Heritage Foundation's the 50th anniversary gala in Maryland, it is 2 weeks ago, wherein he stressed that the old political binary fails to account for the division presently afflicting America. Instead, it can be better understood in theological or spiritual terms as a battle of good versus evil, suggested the 53-year-old. An unnamed source reportedly briefed on Fox Corporation CEO Robert Murdoch's decision-making told Vanity Fair that Carlson was ousted largely over the speech on account of its religious overtones. So, what was so offending in the speech of Carlson? The American megastar, whose journalism career started at the Heritage Foundation, told a crowd of around 2,000 that recent trends exposed not just cowardice, but the strength of the herd instinct. The former Fox News host cited the LGBT movement's incoherent speech codes and the efforts by many to contort to satisfy them as an example of herd instinct trumping rational and independent thinking. Many Americans have surmounted this instinct, however, argued Carlson. Now the quotation, which is very significant. There is no way to assess, say, the transgenderist movement with that mindset. Policy papers don't account for it at all. If you have people who are saying, I have an idea, let's castrate the next generation, let's sexually mutilate children. I am sorry, that's not a political debate, but the weight of the government and a lot of corporate interests are behind that. Carlson intimated that the irrationality of leftist politics puts it outside the realm of politics and into the realm of spiritual warfare. If you are telling me that abortion is a positive good. What are you saying? Well, you're arguing for child sacrifice, obviously. When the Treasury Secretary stands up and says, you know what you can to do, help the economy, get an abortion. Well, that's like an Aztec principle, actually. Carlson stressed that abortion zealotry, like the transgenderist movement, is a theological phenomenon. None of this makes sense in conventional political terms. When people or crowds of people decide that the goal is to destroy things, destruction for its own sake. Yeah, hey, let's tear it down. What you are watching is not a political movement, it's evil. The former Fox News host ended the speech the way he began, imploring his audience to pray. Maybe we should all take just like 10 minutes a day to say a prayer about it. And I hope you will. Why do I quote this speech? Because that is the reason that the megastar of Fox was ousted. It is something what couldn't have happened in Poland. The difference is obvious. The thesis, which has so much offended American and surely European liberals and leftists, that abortion is immoral and evil, is crystal clear for most of the Polish public opinion. Yes, abortion zealotry and transgender activism are two faces of the same metaphysical evil. Fortunately, most of the Polish society is still able to withstand the Western pressure. The opinions of Mr. Carlson concerning abortion and transgenderism are welcome in Poland. That is the foundation of our moral sovereignty.